Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's been another hot start for the Buffalo Bills this year, a 4-0 start, and hopefully after Sunday it'll be a 5-0 start after they go against the Patriots. How much has business been affected by their strong start once again to this season?
Well, I tell you, it's always a great time in Buffalo when the Bills win, and that goes for many reasons. But one of the biggest reasons, of course, in our industry is the economy, and obviously with the stores, when the Bills win, we win. And you know, not to say people don't buy merchandise, you know, Bills merchandise and when they're, you know, not losing. I mean, when they're not winning, but they definitely, it picks up when they're winning. So this season so far, you know, we've had a lot of home games too, which for our stores helps tremendously because you have so many out-of-towners coming in. We've really become one of the hot spots for people stopping. You know, they go to Duff's or Barbell, they get wings, and then, you know, one of their big stops is, hey, let's go to the BFLO store and get some merchandise for the game. So the hot start has helped us, and we're hoping for another big weekend this weekend as well.
Do you see the results when, you know, the more they continue to win to start the year, the more that business picks up for you? And obviously the 4-0 start probably does help a little bit more, right?
Yeah, you know, what's interesting is if you know, it could be a normal season and people be coming in just to get, you know, product for the games, right? They get, you know, the hats, they get the t-shirts, they get the jerseys, whatever. But one big difference is if they win, now you are not just, you know, purchasing items to wear at the game. Now you're purchasing items to wear during the week, or there's Bills Fridays at schools. There's, you know, you're going to the grocery store. You're more excited to wear Bills all throughout the week. Because it's not just, hey, you know, there's a game going on today. It's a lifestyle now. The Bills are, they're doing well. We want to represent our Bills pride. So it becomes more the style of choice for your everyday wear, whether you're going to the gym, whether you're going to the park. You'll notice all over Western New York, people are wearing the red, white, and blue, and emphasis on the white this weekend with the whiteout game as well.
Has clothing and maybe that particular merchandise been the more popular thing going off the shelves right now, or what's maybe more popular that Bills fans are looking to buy from you at this time of year?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. This is, you know, September is always all about the lighter clothing. You know, when I say lighter, I mean the t-shirts, the hats, and the shorts, and the great weather has really promoted a lot more of our, you know, even like the Bills tank tops. We've got the Bills overalls and those things too, which are selling well, but you know, it's with the nice weather, a lot of times what happens is some of the cold weather gear doesn't start selling till later. And you know, Bills gifts and products like that, we've got a ton of those, but they don't really start picking up until closer to the holiday season. September, October are really all about the, you know, the game experience. So clothing, obviously, with the big rivalries game this Sunday, we've got a ton of people coming in for the whiteout collection, which we've had really a lot of success with. I think it's a neat opportunity for Bills fans to wear a little bit something different and kind of go with that, you know, the whole lake effect vibe that's so prevalent with the Bills and the Buffalo community and kind of our reputation across the entire country, if not the world.
What can you tell us about the pricing of some of the merchandise? I know that there were some concerns early this year, obviously, with the increase of tariffs that maybe, you know, merchandise like hats or shirts would go up. I mean, what have you seen and, you know, has that affected people coming in and being willing to spend?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we have so many different vendors from all over, really, the world, and a lot of them obviously being NFL licensees have product all over. So some are affected more than others, and it's created different playing grounds for, you know, someone who, let's just say they get a lot of their product from China. Of course, they're impacted a little bit more than someone that has items either made in the USA or even different countries that haven't had tariffs. But for us specifically, what we've done is almost all the vendors that we have, you know, we have such great relationships, and, you know, with our larger order quantities, they've been able to help us out with kind of keeping prices either locked in or just small increases. And what we've done this year is a lot of times we haven't even bothered adjusting those prices, mostly because to stay competitive and also just to keep it locked in for even our own customers. I think keeping it at a certain level where it's manageable, you know, we understand Buffalo West New Yorkers don't have, you know, endless amounts of income to spend on Bill's product, but they want it. So we have a lot of range in product. We've got, you know, we always make sure we have an emphasis on the low end all the way to the high end. So you have everything in between. Sometimes we get a reputation for being expensive, but really the expensive piece comes with, we have really nice high quality things that, you know, sometimes will overwhelm the customer if they look at a $200 jacket. Yes. But we also have your $25 to $30 t-shirts or hats. So we always emphasize we have a large range. It's for every customer. No matter what your income level is, we've got something for you. But, you know, when it comes to the pricing, yes, like for instance, you mentioned hats. Hats have gone up, but also there's a different version of hats this year that, for instance, New Era has emphasized more on the, you know, like the cool dry fit type of style where it's, you know, the players wear on the sidelines. So naturally those have gone up in price just because it's a different style. But then you have other things as well that are, you know, I would say probably $2 to $3 more, but we've kept the prices almost exactly the same as previous years, just again, to kind of keep the customer continuity and hopefully just bring people back.
Very good, Nate. Anything else you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
Yeah, you know, we've got like we were saying earlier, a big weekend this weekend with the Rivalries collection. So, you know, Saturday we're going to be doing a giveaway with Spend, so these really nice white Rivalry Bills hoodies that will be free with your purchase of $125 or more at all the Buffalo store locations. So a really exciting opportunity to get your hands on some limited edition white sweatshirts with the Bills logo. So it's going to be a great game, really nice weather game as well, but hopefully looking forward to the winter. We've got a lot of great Bills jackets and things like that, starter jackets people love. That's all coming in now. Really everything you could think of, anything from the sweet sequins and all that the Bills fans like to some of the more traditional red, white, and blue. So everything in between, we've got it. And yeah, everyone seems to be supporting us more than ever, which has been awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.